Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thanksgiving Day. It's actually November 23rd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I am excited about today because today we have some heroes in studio. Some heroes who have decided to make sure that we promote Bahamian children and make sure that they have opportunity to be great, the great that I am, right? So I'm excited because we have Kim here, who's the director of Blairwood Academy. Now, mind you, I was going to try pronounce her name, but she got to do that herself. But Kim is one of those unsung heroes. And connect Kim, Mike, because I can hear that it's not on yet, right? Is one of those unsung heroes who has dedicated herself, her legacy, her umption, I'm trying to get the right word, to making sure that Bahamian kids has opportunities. And I want to give her, salute her for that, right? And then I want everyone to understand, what is Blairwood Academy? Where is Blairwood Academy, right? What do they do there? How are Bahamian children benefiting there? And of course, she brought some of the administrators here who's in charge of the school, who runs the school for her, right? So I have a conversation with that. But also, I have some of the senior students. I think I have two senior students in one grade. But all senior?
Junior.
And one junior, yes. Right? And they have a special event that they are spearheading to. And so I want to introduce that to them, right? They're kind of shy, no? Right? Okay, good. Yeah. I mean, they'll be talking plenty. But without further ado, Miss Kim, introduce yourself, because I want people to know your full name.
Okay.
And then explain to me, what is this thing you call Blairwood Academy? And bring the mic a little closer.
Okay, here I am. All right. Anyway, my name is Kimberly Kouskalas, and I am the owner and director of Blairwood Academy. Blairwood Academy is an alternative education school located on Village Road. It has been in existence for 33 years, approximately. I took it over in 2007, 2008. And became the owner and director at that time. I had moved back to the Bahamas after schooling in the United States and being an educator in the United States for many, many years.
And you said alternative learning?
Yes.
You need to explain
that. I am going to explain that, I promise you. We use the word alternative because we service any kind of need at Blairwood Academy. There are so many misconceptions about Blairwood Academy. I hear, oh, it's the autistic school. Oh, it's the special ed school that only takes kids with severe issues and things like that. That is not true. We were created 33 years ago for kids that just struggled reading. They learned differently. So they had dyslexia, ADHD, auditory processing delays, Asperger's syndrome, things that really couldn't be taken care of and serviced in the mainstream classroom. So Blairwood was created. We have evolved. It started out as more of just a reading and math kind of school, but we are now evolved into a regular academy, and we just teach differently to kids that learn differently. And that does not mean they are dumb. It does not mean they are slow. There's been a lot of denial in this country, but I've seen that change dramatically over the last 17, 18 years, I have to say, since I moved back. But Blairwood Academy is a multi-sensory learning school that teaches to all different needs.
On Guardian Radio, we've had a number of parents who've been on.
Yes.
Who told their story about their children and trying to get access to education, access to information to help their children propel forward,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You mentioned ADHD.
Yes.
You mentioned dyslexia,
yes.
Right? And a number of these Bahamian parents said, I do not know where to go.
Yeah.
They are falling through the cracks,
yes,
in terms of how to get their children access.
our goal is to have every child in this country reach their fullest potential, to gain independence so they can thrive however they thrive in the community, whether it's they go on to college or they have a job after school. So we, unfortunately, the stigmatism has left us with a lot of parents not wanting to come to Blairwood because, oh, the kids are, again, all slow there, or I don't want my kid to act like a kid that has mild autism. The reality is, if your child is going to imitate behaviors, they're going to do it at some point, but they may do it when they're older. As I always say, little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems. Let's resolve that now. If they're going to imitate behaviors, let's put them in a mix where they might imitate a behavior and let's squash that behavior.
So let me ask you, who are your students? Because I know you said you try to dispel the myth, right? But I want to know, like, I'm a listening parent now, yes. Right? I have a child with an attention disorder, yep. Right? Or just need extra tutoring.
But, we have that too.
Yeah.
Right?
But I want people to know that I can call into Blairwood and address this particular issue.
Yep. So dyslexia is a neurological disorder for kids that are usually average to above average IQ. So that's a misconception right there. And what they do is that they see things on the page differently. Their phonemic awareness is different. They have struggles with, they could see a page. They may have no issues with their eyesight, hearing, or anything, but the way they are taking in, receiving, or even expressing knowledge, information, is not the way, quote unquote, the regular, and I'm using my quotes and my fingers right now, the way the regular or what people think is regular, but nothing is regular these days. The whole world has changed, and these things did exist back in the day, but they were kind of shunned or like pushed down. Kids learn differently, and in order for them to succeed, they need to learn differently. They need to be taught differently. So the only way to really help kids with dyslexia is to do a multisensory program, and we at Blairwood, one of the only ones on the island, are all trained in Orton-Gillingham methodologies. That is a world-renowned methodology that has been working for years all over the world to help kids with dyslexia. It's all hands-on, helps auditory, visual, kinesthetic learners, and we kind of group it all into one. We try to make learning fun. Of course, we have to have the worksheets and things like that, but it's all about teaching a child to mastery. Unfortunately, what happens, and it's no fault of any teacher or any principal, but in quote-unquote the regular classroom, a kid has to get to from A to Z in a year. Well, guess what? They may have missed L, M, P, and Q along the way. It's just so that the teacher could get to Z because that is what the school has required of her or him. Okay? We teach to, if they get in 1 year just to L, but they have mastered that, then that is the key. Right? And then the next year, we'll move on to M to Q. And it may be that our kids stay an extra year, right? So we can catch them up. I have three or four teachers right now at Blairwood that came to Blairwood because they needed just a little extra help. They were failing behind in math, but it was affecting everything. Or they were emotionally having issues, some passing in the family, or they had some behavior issues or whatever, and they just needed that family kind of atmosphere and that small setting with a multi-sensory approach to get them to where they need to be. And they're teachers now.
So you cater to a wide range?
A wide range of kids. Kids with just some little issues to kids with a lot bigger issues. Okay?
Let's talk success stories, right? And a reason why I want to talk success stories, right, because I want to leave those persons of their concern and say, hey, that's a special school, right? Your kids, have any of them matriculated to other schools?
Or oh, yes. We've had kids go back to Kingsway, St. Andrews, St. Anne's, SAC.
QC.
QC. We work closely with QC kids. As I said, I've got four teachers that went on to college, and one of them has master's degrees, and they're now teaching at Blairwood Academy.
Yeah, I just wanted people to know that sometimes you need to send your child to the specialized school so they can catch up and then
they can go back. That was originally what Blairwood was created for, is, you know, we have about three types of population. We have the ones that come for a couple of years. they, you know, just need unlocking of the code is what we call it. They unlock their, you know, their issues. We get them on their way and they move along. And then we have the kids that may need a lot more. They're a little bit more, their gaps are a little bit more bigger, but a lot, and or need a lot more emotional support. So they may stay 4 or 5 years. Okay. And then we have some that just are like, hey, why don't I just graduate? I can go to college from Blairwood. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got kids that go to college. But again, we do have a wide array of students. And the kids that we have here today are kids that are on a regular track. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they are also being taught a vocational program in case they decide they don't want to go to college or they can't get into a college
your
by chance.
You teach entrepreneurship, and I'm getting to the students soon, right? Because I've been to your entrepreneurship fair, and they have a business plan, basically, and merchandise and selling and always promoting that. But I'm going to get to that.
Okay. You have also do have another program. So we have our quote-unquote regular part of the school, and then we have something called the Integrated Learning Unit.
What's that?
Where my... And Miss Francis right here is the part of the quote-unquote high school, regular school, and Miss Shamika Moss came with us 15, 16 years ago, and she created the Early Intervention Program and the Integrated Learning Unit.
You got to explain that to me, right?
Yes, and I'm going to probably let Miss Shamika, because I don't want to hog the microphone the whole time. I know they'd rather me speak for the most part, but... I mean, unbelievable stuff is happening. We even have now, Ms. Francis is in charge of a new computerized program that we have. So kids are learning about and dealing with their dyslexia and auditory processing delays through the computer. The computer can track where their issues are and make them go back and do things. So we have a whole new program going on with that. But I may, if Ms. Shamika, you'd like to speak a little bit on the early intervention and integrated learning
unit. Integrated Learning Unit.
Shamika Moss, right?
Yes. Shamika Moss. Yes. She's the vice principal and director of the unit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Cecil, for inviting me. It started about 16 years ago, which is 8 children with mild autism, and parents were calling Miss Cam. I came in from New York, and she was like,
and we only took 5-year-olds at that time.
That was it. 5-year-olds, and then we only had 8 kids, and now we've bloomed to 50 children. So now...
which program is this?
That's the Integrated Learning Unit that also has the early intervention, because as I said, little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems.
Yeah.
What do you mean by early intervention?
So they start off between the ages of about 2.5. These are children that are at risk. So children that may not be meeting their milestones. Children that may not be meeting their milestones for their developmental level. So they are like 5 years old and they're not talking yet. Sorry.
Or two and a half.
2.5, not talking as yet or taking a longer time. We do not put any diagnosis on them. Yep. We just say they are not meeting their developmental levels.
Right. We do a basic assessment. Sorry. Yes. We'll do a basic assessment. We do a basic assessment for any child that's looking to either come or even to help a parent that's struggling with their child and says, I think something's going on, but I don't want to spend $5,000 on a testing yet because I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So they come to us for a basic, and with 30 plus years, or for me, 35 years of teaching and being in the field, we can kind of tell them, oh, well, they're struggling with working memory, or they're struggling with reading fluency, or they're struggling, well, behavior. And then we can point them in the right direction. Either A, go to Blairwood, or B, go on and get tested more, or go to another school.
I have an associate whose child, about 2.5, is not speaking as yet.
Right.
If I come to you, right? Or can I come to you, and what would happen then?
So what would happen then is that we would do a brief assessment. After the assessment, we kind of talk a little bit, try to kind of find out their social history, and, you know, we try to do some intervention.
Do some rating scales and observations.
Right. And so after that, we just say, okay, well, let's kind of work together. Let's bring them here and let's get some intervention to avoid any further issues.
Right. Okay, that's the whole thing. Early intervention, no matter what, even if you think something's going on, why wouldn't you do some intervention to avoid what could possibly happen later on?
Is there such a thing as late, not diagnosis, but late intervention? Because you say early intervention, right?
Of course. Kids come to us at all ages, and we do our best. But if you have a child that's 3 years old and struggling with things, that's a lot easier than a child that's 12 years old, and now you've got a huge gap.
I understand.
You've got a huge gap of things, and now you've got to backtrack, and you've got to try to fill those gaps. And it doesn't mean that the child is dumb, as I said. We don't use those words. It means that something happened in their lives, or they do have a disability, which is not... There are, again, we talked about ADHD. There are so many people in the world that have ADHD, and they live and they survive. It's when it impacts their learning that they now, and then they end up with gaps. And it does go comorbid with many other issues. It does come along with Asperger's. It does come along with emotional issues. It comes along with anxiety. It comes along with learning disabilities. So you got to attack it. You got to figure out what we can do and get the intervention. So that's why we say to parents, and as a parent, I say that. The minute I see my child having anything that doesn't seem to be typical, right? Again, in this world, not everything is typical. Then yes, go get the intervention.
Good. I'm going to always talk about me, right? When I was younger, I struggled with reading.
Right.
In fact, at this present time, if you give me something to read, I turn the book backwards and read from the last page, go forward, because it's impossible for me to read forward, go backwards. So it's strange. It's strange, right? And I have issues comprehending. I read that one paragraph like 12 times, and I know there's something I'm trying to read, but I just don't understand it.
You're not grasping the concept.
Yes. Right. So I struggle through that. But when I put the book backwards, I could read the whole book going backwards, last page, go forward, paragraph to paragraph, until the book is finished.
There's nothing wrong with you. But see how creative you are and all that? You are going to show that. You know, many kids with dyslexia, which it sounds like you may have a form of dyslexia.
That's what they said to me in grade six.
Mild. Well, right. But guess what? Those kids are the ones that take over the world.
There are more
people that are more successful that have dyslexia and ADHD than there are people that come out of Harvard. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's proven facts. I don't have it in front of me right now, but you'd be shocked at how, and we need everybody in the world to make the world go around, right?
Yes.
We need a plumber. We need an electrician.
Yeah.
We need all those. We have kids that are now working on our school. They graduated. They took their BJCs. Yeah. We do also do BGCSE training, but they took their BJCs, mm-hmm. went to BTVI, and now they're our electrician, and they are our AC man at Blairwood.
Yeah.
So
bringing in Michelle Francis into the conversation, right? You got to bring the mic a little closer, right? There's two different programs I heard early intervention.
Yeah. Right.
So then you have like a regular track thing or just computerized thing?
Yeah.
So is that what Ms. Francis does?
Yes.
That's okay, what I'm a part explain of. That yes. program so make sure everyone knows what's happening.
Right. So we have, like Ms. Kim said, we have the early intervention, and then we have the traditional program where we have kids that come from traditional schools. I have to use the word traditional, like QC, Kingsway, who would learn better in a smaller environment. And we deal with the loopholes. That's what we tell the parents. Like most of the times when they come in, my child is failing, and we deal with the loopholes. So we deal with the gaps. Okay, a lot of times initially, what we would have to do is deal with the self-esteem first.
Mm.
Because they're so, I don't like to use the word broken, but we have to build that up first, because they've been in a classroom where their strengths were not really recognized. So we have to build that up, deal with that, then deal with the academics, and then push their way forward. So we have kids we have about 4 or 5 high school classes with about 8. Yeah, student-teacher ratio
And I just have to say, when you were talking about that, Ms. Francis, I saw David, who's with us. That's why he came to Blairwood.
Yes.
And he's shaking his head and smiling. And we have so many kids that come back and say thank you.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
Yeah. David, come
sorry, David, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
You see how Ms. Kim did that, right?
David.
Yeah.
Ms. Kim did that, right?
Yes.
You could be in hiding right in the corner there, right? I want you to briefly tell the story of you transitioning to Blairwood. Like, what was happening to your regular school? And then your parents say, hey, I'm going to send you to Blairwood. Go ahead. Bring the mic a little closer and just briefly say what happened there. Or what was happening with you?
Okay, so basically when I was in grade 7, I went to Bahamas Academy School. And I was feeling hard, falling behind classes. I was averaging about 1.0.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's when my parents decided to switch me to Blairwood. And my first impression was I didn't know about the school at all until my parents bring me up. And so then the first day, I had my old teacher. She's not teaching at the school now. She's retired. Miss Knows, my first teacher. She was Mina. I know her because we used to go to the same church.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. You know, she wasn't a stranger to me, so I felt comfortable. And I got to have a conversation with her without being shy or whatever. And I met Ms. Shamika there too. And we was going over some assessments to see where I'm at. And I got a tour to the school to see how it was. Because I was, like, lost.
It's like a maze, isn't it? Yeah. It's got lots of 15 classrooms in that small building.
I appreciate it. I wish someone had reached out to me when I was in grade 7 because I was struggling. Thank God for Miss Umbrista at my old high school. She saw I was struggling and she kept me back to read more. And of course, I turned the book upside down and read backwards and I caught up, right? But I'm glad that such a school like Blairwood exists to help kids in that transition. But there's a big project that your kids are doing, entrepreneuric type thing. And I want to bring them into this conversation now because they're kind of quiet, right? And since David already started,
quick question, just to sum it up. Can you just, in maybe one or two sentences, explain what your experience at Blairwood has been? Like why you like being here and why it was the school for you?
Okay. I love being at Blairwood because compared to my old school and this school now, the learning is way different.
How?
It's more one-on-one. So you could kind of get it. They kind of, if you don't understand something, you could go up to the teacher and ask them and they'll explain it to you step by step.
Okay. You all have specialists at Blairwood? The teachers, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they're all trained.
What type of speciality you all have?
Miss Francis is a dyslexia specialist. Yeah. Trained in that.
I have
all of our teachers are.
I want to hear all the certifications. Okay. List all of it.
Developmental specialist.
No, you got to talk in the mic.
Yeah, dyslexia specialist. You have that. And then you have
PECS specialist.
Yes. What is PECS? We have to tell them what is PECS.
Yes, I want to know what PECS is.
Picture Exchange Communication System. And it helps with kids that are struggling, usually kids with mild autism, that are not speaking. Yet. Okay, so we use that. We have behavior therapy. I'm a behavioral therapist and I go out actually into the community and into homes. We have had teachers that are gone into the homes and have driven from the school to the airport or to a child's home without the child knowing, and the teacher is in the back of the car, and we listen to the dynamics that are going on, and then we pop up once the kid starts throwing a tantrum for the parent, and the child's mouth drops, and then we talk to the child, and we talk to the parent about how they could have done that differently. Okay, so we've got those services. Yes, go on.
All right.
We do linguistic classes, we do homework classes, tutoring. We do a multi, whatever our kids need, you know, we're very flexible, whatever the need is. We don't always know what the need is, it's going to come through the door.
And this way, I want to thank Shamika Moss because I reached out to her for my chat, said, hey, she's struggling. Can you send me some resources? And of course, she said, yeah, take that. You know, and I was able to.
Yes, push we will give resources exactly.
I appreciate that,
and we will point you. If Blair was not the place for you, we will point you in the right direction.
Yes.
And we may say, "Hey, how about a little just catch up?
Right.
You know, you can stay in your school. The child can stay in their school, but you know, come to us, especially if it's a kid at QC. Come to us for a couple of days a week, and we'll try to keep you, especially when they're young. When they get older, we may say, look. You know, the gap is so big, your best bet would be to come to Blairwood and either graduate or try to get the gaps because, you know, a couple of days a week doesn't always catch up a child that is, you know, got 3 years behind.
So tell me about this entrepreneur type thing that you know. Introduce it so I can then I'll introduce it.
Yes, on Saturday, November 25th, we're going to be having an entrepreneurship program with our young adults. It actually started back in 2021 just with the integrated learning unit high school. That's basically that students that have who are neurodivergent that basically on the spectrum. Maybe the IQ is a little bit different. And so I connected with Miss Francis, who's the head of the high school. And she was like, I love this. I love that you guys are doing this pop-up. I want to do something a little bit different in terms of teaching my senior class next year. Mm-hmm. And so she said, you know, I want more so life skills, learning in terms of bringing the academic aspect in. And so this year, this is her first year joining us the pop-up shop, and we're super excited, and the very students excited. Are very much super excited.
Okay. So introduce, Michelle, the seniors here, right, and the junior, and then they'll explain what type of business they plan to bring to the fore.
Yeah, so we have David, who just spoke.
Okay.
And then Teresa and Taran.
So any of you all scared yet to go on the mic? Bring that mic to this one here.
Come on, Taran.
What type of business type of concept that you plan to bring out? When is this again?
On Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. Talk right in the mic.
What I'm doing this Saturday is I'm selling lemonade, different type of lemonade. I'm selling ginger lemonade, strawberry lemonade, and mango lemonade.
Who making this lemonade?
My chef.
Your chef? Okay.
So she can help me to make it and stuff like that.
So your goal is to do what with the money?
Try to like save it up and stuff like that. Create make a bank account and stuff like that.
I remember one of my goals when I was in high school was to get my own bank account. That was a big thing. My greatest goal in primary school was to get a wallet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when I got my wallet when I was 11 years old, that was a big thing. Yeah, I just need to get money to put inside it. A wallet was a big thing. So I'm excited about the opportunity that you're going to have to be what I call independent, to show that you can exist and thrive as an individual and make your own business. So I'm excited for you. But let's go to
Teresa.
I want to hear about your business. What you plan to bring to the fore?
My business is basically I sell Bahamian crafts, and the business is called
You Make
Bright
Crafts?
Island Girl.
You yes. make crafts?
Yes.
Okay. So what type of craft do you make?
Basically, I work with straw and...
You work with straw?
Okay, yes.
I like that. I see so much opportunity for you. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 18.
18, okay. And you have one more year, two more years at the school?
I'm graduating next year.
Look at you. So, upon graduation, right, you have any plans, any goals? And when I plan to do this, I plan to do that?
I'm planning to be an archery coach, but the business is a part-time job.
Okay, nice of you. I remember when I graduated from high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I said, man, I've been in school too long. I can just hang for a minute. But I'm glad that you have goals.
Well, now she may be able to sell her crafts.
Can you imagine?
That
might
be her job.
Yes. Before I go back to David, I see I have a phone call here. I want to engage this caller. Producer's passed the caller through. Let me see if I can turn up this mic thing. Caller, can you hear me?
Your turn. Yes, I can. That's me.
Okay, I'm going to try to turn it up. So bear me. I turned the wrong way.
Yeah. Go ahead. All right. Is Miss Green there?
No, Miss Green is not here.
No, Miss Green is not here.
No. Oh, wow. She's supposed to call me back.
Okay, give your number to the producer, and she hasn't left us yet. I will have her call you right back. Is that good? Good? Okay, good. So let's continue the conversation. We go back to David, right? David, what is your business aspect?
Okay, my business is I'll be selling salads, different type of salads like crab salad, chicken salad, plain.
So you're selling food? Because when I said salad, I talk about lettuce and tomatoes.
not only lettuce and tomatoes could be on the salad.
And who's going to be cooking this salad?
I'm going to be making it.
You know how to cook?
Yes.
Well, who teach you how to cook?
My mommy, she owns a restaurant downtown.
Look at you. Oh, okay. So you may join into that family business since you know how to cook?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm jealous.
I will say we also teach cooking at the school.
Yeah. You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Therese, they teach you how to cook yet? No way. Get the mic.
When I first came there, Miss Francis taught us how to bake mint chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still know how to do that?
Kind of.
I burned up a lot of things as I was growing up, so I'm impressed that you know how to do that. Okay, let me go back to Miss Michelle. Why is this program so important for your kids?
because I know you joined Ms. Shamika because she has a different program where she tried to empower her students because she has special needs students, right? And showing that they're capable and that they have access to all of the opportunities like anyone.
Right.
So I understood her program. But why you thought that your kids needed the same program?
I saw the need for it. I saw the need for it and the fact that these seniors, they need to know. You know, not everybody has, as Ms. Kim said, the track of going straight off to college. You know, it was teaching them the options. It was teaching them that they in themselves have creativity. They could build, even after COVID, after seeing the people who were still in business in COVID were the ones basically who were self-employed.
Mm.
And so it was basically, you know, just teaching these kids that, hey, you have options. You have options. Our faces are different. Our talents are different. You have options. And in doing that, what was so surprising is the creativity, the ideas that were birthed in teaching them two social skills, how to interact with people, how to deal with money, what to do. So all of that is tied into the life skills. And I just felt as if that there was a real need for that.
Let's go back to Taran.
Yeah.
I remember names now, right?
All right.
Taran, I am shy. Right? And people say they don't see it anymore, but I'm an introvert most of my life. I'm changing a little bit now, right? How did you become comfortable enough to say, hey, I'm going to make lemonade and I'm going to sell it to strangers? Because me, if you tell me no, you won't buy it, I stop. I shut down. Yeah, I ain't telling you nothing no more. I ain't asking for help. So you are in school. This is going to be your first business, right? How did you come up with the item, I'm going to sell lemonade, and I know how to sell it?
Usually when I like riding on the road with my family, I used to see like people on the road like selling lemonade and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try it. I wanted to like make some money so I could take care of my little brothers and my little sisters. So I wanted to try it and like make money and stuff like that.
I like that. And I believe every man need to have a side hustle.
Can I tell you, Teron, when I first met him, what, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. 2.5 years ago? Barely spoke. And he's now sitting here on the radio. And I will say that I will commend my teachers, my staff, Ms. Shamika, Ms. Francis, and Teron himself for feeling comfortable and taking advantage of what Blairwood has given you and has to offer for you.
Right.
And as a result, you're sitting here today doing this. Right. So congrats to you. And congrats, obviously, to all of them.
Yeah.
To all. I mean, for Teresa, too, to sit and speak. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. David's a little more outgoing, but he still can get shy, too. But
yes,
I'm so
yes.
proud of all of them.
I've heard, Ms. Kim, that your school take your kids on field trips abroad.
Oh, yes.
What's that about?
I think Ms. Shamika is going to be the one to talk about that. But I will tell you that I need to toot our horn in the sense that I have had many, many compliments over the years that when we've taken our kids to all the, you know, we get invited to all the regular high schools. We actually have a regular basketball team and we have beaten. We've been in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We got it all covered here. And we're going to be teaching pickleball next year to them.
What's a pickleball?
Oh, boy. Don't get me started on that. It's something I play every day with my friends. So shout out to the Pickleball Federation.
There's a federation.
We're creating one, yes. So shout out to all of them out there.
I need to find these people.
We want to get pickleball into the schools, and we're going to start with Blairwood for sure in the spring. But back to what we were just saying.
Yes, traveling.
Traveling. Every time we take these kids out on field trips, we get the comments, your kids are way better than most of the other schools.
Even locally. The last field trip we went to, this lady, she's like, excuse me. She said, what school is this? And that was an opportunity to tell her. She said, your kids are so well behaved.
Okay. And on top of that, I don't know how many times I've had people walk through the school to see it. And you'll go down into the integrated learning unit where supposedly the kids can't sit still, do all that. And the teachers got them. They're sitting there working. And the parents, these people are looking at me like, well, wait, where are the kids that are supposed to be running all over the place? Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question, Ms. Kim. But let me, because I want to ask you how you're working with government. So, but okay, you have that in your mind.
But
go ahead.
Just on that note, it's because of behavior management. Our school is based on you do this, you get that. You work hard, you get to go out. That is how you should be. Kids should be working towards that goal. It creates boundaries. It creates independence. Kids that act out of control, feel out of control, or are given all the freedom in all the world, therefore act out of control. So
that's a good tidbit, because I just give my child everything and then she say, "You just went ungrateful." Anyway,
oh no,
that's exactly why.
I see now. I need to get some tutoring from you. Let's talk about this traveling thing and the opportunities there. Because again, I know you deal particularly with special needs.
Yes.
Right?
So
I want to know, why is that important to have them travel?
Yes, it's very important. Again, Blair Wood is an academy. So at the end of the day, I need to get them where they should be, or try to. So we go away for 6 weeks. I work along with Ernie Els and along with Miami Children's Hospital. I had two camps going this summer. So I had kids running down the I-95 this way and going the next way on the I-95. But it is so important for the children to get those interventions at an early age. And so parents, they're teary-eyed. And, you know, children are resilient. So the kids are like, "Hey, bye, Mom. I'm done." But we go, as soon as the therapist gives us their plan of care, we're working on it every night with these kids from morning
to Blairwood. And
yes.
We bring it back
and we
to
bring
Blairwood.
It right back to Blairwood.
Let's talk partnership, Ms. Kim. Just now, Ms. Shamika mentioned Ernie Els.
Yes.
Because I know they
had one of our partners.
They had one of those
Golf
Federation just recently, right?
And we were.
And I want to know what type of partnership you may have with the government. I just want to go overarching how you help Bohemians in general, especially us people who are financially challenged and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, opportunities. I'm talking about opportunities.
Yes, yes, we do actually. I recently did meet, a year or two ago, with the Minister of Education. They help us with some grants. So they have given us grants because they do send us kids. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we will also do free assessments for kids that are struggling. I've offered, and we try to work closely with the government. We've offered to help. We've actually gone out into Great Harbor Key. Great Harbor Key?
Yes.
Yep.
Nice.
And we've done outreach there for the kids.
Freeport.
We've gone to Long Island. We've gone to Freeport. Yep. We try to do as much outreach as we possibly can. And we have, and I have said it, and I will say it again, that we have opened our doors and hearts to kids, government school kids, 100%.
No, and I appreciate it.
And not for free, but we do partial scholarships and things like that a lot, mm-hmm.
right.
a lot.
Good.
So they have to just, you know, like prove that they cannot afford
no,
to come to us, you know? So
And especially dealing with some specialists you have to hire who spend all their money on education, I assume there's a fee that comes with this.
Yes, of course. So, but we definitely, I want, that is our goal. We used to say it a lot, that we want to help try to cure illiteracy in this country,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, one child at a time.
Yeah.
And if we can do it, and, you know, the tight-knit family, everybody, consistency, structure, and follow-through that we do at our school has created these well-adjusted children.
How many students do you have at your school?
118 right now.
Yes.
That's a big school.
When I took it over, there was 56.
Yeah? You're growing.
Yeah.
And how many teachers you have at the school?
Ooh. Staff, we have altogether about 26, but 22, 23 teachers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Small ratio.
Lunch is a big thing with me.
Yes.
Right? Especially, I know...
well, everybody's got to eat.
Yeah. and see, I think is what you eat helps you learn, right?
Ooh.
So I want to know, what's your lunch program? I know it's an awful wild question, right? I want to make sure you know greasy food.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that, because one of the things, especially with our young kids, and we are very, very, not strict, I would say, but we are very, very, we push the parents to make sure that there are no dyes in their drinks, that there's no sweets. I mean, yeah, of course they get a reward and things like that at times, but we don't, we try to encourage that the parents try to do healthy. And we've even had kids that come to us that won't, because of sensory integration issues and in their mouth, that won't eat things. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Shamika and her team gets them to eat pretty much anything that we have on the lunch menu.
Yes.
Yes.
So like rice and chicken and veggies.
Okay.
You know, that's like
a complete meal.
Yes.
We promote a lot of home-cooked meals.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's talk about what's happening Saturday.
Yes.
I need to know the when, where, which, how, where it's going to be, who is going to be there, who should come and support it, right? How can people speak to Ms. Kim about the school in general?
Right.
All of that I want to know. But let's start talking about the event, the name of the event, where the event, and stuff like that.
Okay, the name of the event is Entrepreneurship Program for Young Adults at Blairwood. It's this Saturday, this Saturday, November 25th, at 10 a.m., 10 to 4, we have yours truly, CA, as a moderator. And
oh, that's this Saturday?
That's yes. this Saturday.
Okay.
Oops, no.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, yeah, so you'll be our MC, and then we have DJ Benny. We also have, yes, and it's also $5 entry fee.
Okay.
Yes.
So when I come there, what can I anticipate to see? I mean, us, the listening audience,
sure,
who wants to support the program and make sure these kids have the support and buy one or two things.
Yes, we have Bahamian craft. We also are selling T-shirts. We have Taran with his lemonade stand. We have David with his salads. We also have Christmas ornaments. We also have and a lot of other baked goods. Okay. That'll be on. And
photo book. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. The proceeds go to the kids.
To the students. Yes.
Oh, they get to keep the money.
Yes.
Yeah. We at Blair Wood do try to give back. You know, we're always in dire need of, because we have kids that cannot afford. We're always looking for money for scholarships and things like that. Right. But we do give back. If a kid is doing this, they are going to keep the money. Right. And we also help the Great Commission. Just the other day, we gave food to the Great Commission. Yeah. We make our kids go and volunteer at the Great Commission. So we really try to teach them
Talk more about that, too. The volunteering at the school.
Yeah.
But like I said, I wanted to hash out the event again, was happening on Saturday. Because I'm familiar with the event. Because I hosted once or twice. But there were the intervention kids.
Yes.
So I'm hearing that they're now the regular kids, too. So I want to know how big this event is going to be. No, we're going to commercial break. We got to go to commercial break. So when we come on the next end of the commercial break, we will go in detail about that. And then also, I want to get some contacts from Miss Kim too, so that people can reach out to the school and say, "Hey, this is what's happening. Right. What do you recommend?
Okay.
Where do I go? Okay. Right? Stuff like that. Right? Okay. This is Guardian Radio AM with CA Neri. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes. Santa Claus is coming to town. For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tonight's big matchup with Infection United is about to start. Kate has possession of the flu. She coughs up a pass across to Steve, who gives it to William. William is causing headaches on the field. He spreads it to Rachel, who scores! A hospital bed.
Don't play with respiratory infections like influenza or COVID-19. They can lead to hospitalization and even death. Advise patients to keep a safe distance, practice good hygiene, and get vaccinated. Don't play with their health.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO WHO, and the Canadian government.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Neri, and of course, we are talking with some students at Blair Wood Academy, right? And we're trying to find out what is the daily life at school. I hear they'll be doing some volunteer work, right? Right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be you, right? You're senior. Yeah. What type of volunteer work that have you done? Because I know at my child's school, right, they got to do community service. Blair Wood is the same thing? Come to tell me.
Yes, there is the same thing.
How many hours of community service?
So we have to do 30 hours of community service.
That's a lot.
Yes, sir. So I'm starting now. I'm doing about an hour or two every day.
Doing what?
I would go downstairs to the smaller children. I would go, me and someone else from my class, we would go lunchtime about 12 o'clock. And we would go warm their lunch. And after we warm it, we have to go back to the classrooms. And some of them, they eat on their own. Some of them, we have to feed them.
Oh, sis. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So...
how is that? Because that, to me, can be overwhelming, right? Me and little children don't mix, right?
That's the same thing David said, but I told him he had to do. He's like, we don't do, I don't do the little
kids. But we push them out of their comfort zone.
Yes.
That is the goal, to push them out of their comfort zone.
You know, so, but, and in terms of being a shepherd, like, molding and helping and assisting, right? And like you said, going downstairs and say, hey, I'm here. How do you feel about that?
It made me feel like a better person. I know that this child wasn't doing that before, and then you make them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It makes me feel good about myself that I helped someone. So, yeah.
Good. Let's talk about girl empowerment. So guess who's the only girl here? Yeah, girl empowerment, right? I'm not sure the makeup of your school, right, in terms of boys to girls ratio, right? But you being a teenage girl, right, going to the specialized school with a different types of students all around, right? You coming into yourself, womanhood, how is that experience? Say, man, I'm here. I'm growing up. I'm learning how to be a young adult, a young lady, you know?
Well,
because I know you're a little shy.
Not always.
Not always. Well, go ahead.
Well, it's quite the experience because there's more boys than girls in my school.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, last year when I was in Miss H's class, I basically was the only girl.
Mm.
And you have to stand up for yourself with a bunch of boys.
My child would have shut down. There's too much boys, and I ain't talking to none of them. You know what I'm saying? Where's the girls? So I'm glad that you were able to survive and you're thriving and in challenging there. Are you in the same class with Taran? No?
No.
Okay. Taran, tell me about your class. What's your everyday... put the mic a little closer. What's your everyday... like a typical day activity?
In Ms. Ramsey's class, We used to have fun, right? We used to do maths. I love maths.
You like maths?
We used to do maths, all that. And
but what do you do when you do your maths? Do you do it the typical way, or do you use manipulatives like Skittles and things like that?
No,
like,
I was out in my head.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. But you enjoy class?
Yes, sir.
I never enjoyed class. So I'm you're doing much better than me. Because like I said, I struggled. I know I struggled, right? And so it took a lot of effort for me to move from point A to B. And I'm speaking to Miss Frances, and Miss Frances, she didn't know none of this when I was in school.
I did not.
I can humble myself and say, yeah, I had some concerns. And it took good teachers there to push me forward. Because I was shy. Right? And to see me now on talk radio, talking all the time. And if you ask my wife, she said, man, there are times you shut down. I'm not talking to anybody.
Wow.
Don't let me have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
My entertainment is on my phone. Yeah. I got to talk to you all. But I want to talk about the future of Blairwood, right? In terms of new programs, new concepts that you may have implemented already,
right?
Or that you're thinking of, but that's the next step for us, maybe next 5-10 years, okay. And we want to do that.
Yep. So basically what we just started this year, pretty exciting. We started a computer literacy based program, and what it does is, as I said, I think I mentioned before, it can track kids' progress. So we do our regular multisensory during the day, which I want to touch a little bit on, meaning I'll give an example. Let's say a child is learning the word can. What we do is we may set up a bowling pin, a bunch of bowling pins, and then they'd have a bowling ball and they'd have to hit the word that says can. Or if we were starting with letters, but again, it's about seeing it, feeling it, thinking it, knowing it, repetitive. And on that note, then we have coupled it now with a more computer-based literacy program. So they will go into the teacher and will do their regular classes, and then they will go in and read a story. They will analyze it. They will, and it'll stop the student right there where they're struggling. And they will make them repeat it until they can't, until they get it. And then they will go back and assess, and then they'll pull out words. I mean, it's a computer-based program for kids with learning challenges or dyslexia or gaps in learning, and it's amazing.
You all have everything. Oh, yeah. I see I have a caller here. Let me see, like, a patch the caller through. Hopefully it's not someone for Aaron Green again.
Calling Aaron.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Calling
to congratulate Blairwood on their constant move to bring change to some of the kids in our community. Kim Kouskalas.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Do you know who this is?
I know the voice, but I don't want to say it because I might be wrong. But tell, who is it?
Miss Frances in the background.
Hi, Dwayne.
Got it.
It is so good to hear. Listen, I would encourage parents who are listening to take part. Blairwood has an amazing program, and I say this through experience. You know, being a part of Blairwood, those youngsters who are there, those teenagers who are there, who are right now taking part in, you know, community service, take it, run with it. If you want to be in the field, be in the field. Give back. Because there are not much person in our community doing this right now. And I got to say hats off to Ms. Shamika Johnson, Kim Kouskalas, Ms. Francis. Y'all continue to do the great work.
No one
can put their foot in your shoes and say, well, listen, let's get this job done. It has to take special people to get this done. A special shout out to Miriam Noel.
Yes.
I really wish she was on this show with you guys.
Mm-hmm. She's the founding teacher, if anybody wants to know. She was the founding teacher.
And still doing it. Still going strong. But, you know, I just wanted to push that in there for you guys.
Aww, thank you, Dwayne.
We really appreciate it.
And I will be there on Saturday, and I will be supporting.
Okay. Lovely.
Awesome.
Thank you. So as we conclude, where is going to be the event for Saturday?
Yes. On Village Road. Right
at the school?
Yes, at the school. Yes. On the school grounds, right across from the National
And time
Trust.
Again?
It is starts at 10 o'clock.
And everyone should come, right? To
everyone.
See what the school is, especially
yes.
If you have kids, special kids, who you want to show that they have opportunities and surviving and
yes.
thriving in the Bahamas
yes.
for that. And, of course, to showcase what the school offers.
There'll be about 18 students.
Okay. 18
showcase,
students in total.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
So it's going to be bigger than last time.
Bigger yes. than last time.
Nice.
Yes.
I enjoy the event. Yes. Especially that Kung Fritter thing. But, I mean, hopefully. I had a lot of Kung Fritter. I even asked for a batch of the batter itself.
Yes.
I have a friend whose child attends. Trevor Tucker.
Tristan. Yes.
Tristan's my good godchild there.
Yes.
And he attends the school, and he does well there. So
yes,
I want to thank you there.
Yes.
But I just want to surmise right now because we have, I lost my phone. We have like 30, 40 seconds before
okay.
we go. So
yes.
it's all you, Miss Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Okay. I just want to put out there that the people that have supported us over the years, I cannot thank you enough. We would like to have people continue to support us. As I said, I want to dispel some of the myths that are out there. We really are working ourselves to the bone to help these kids in the Bahamas get to where they need to be to reach their fullest potential, create independent children that can live in society and you can be proud of. So again, thank you to Blairwood Academy and to the parents
yes.
and to the community members for all your support.
That's Ms. Shamika Morse
yes.
and Ms. Michelle Davis Francis. Ms. Davis.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you to the kids.
Yes, of course. Yes. And I'll see you on Saturday.
Yes.
And I'm going to come and buy one of your crafts.
Yes.
And I'm going to drink your lemonade. I'm not eating no salad, though. I'm just letting you know, David, I ain't eating no salad, right? That's okay. This has been Guiding Rain in the AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a blessed day. Happy Thanksgiving, you all.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.